The United Nations just announced today, within the last few hours, that we just had the hottest summer in the recorded history of the planet Earth. And climate change is devastating the entire planet. Maybe the most dramatic example is the wildfires in Maui over the last month. So some of the most disturbing images that I've seen from that disaster are images of people trying to find their dogs and cats. And there's this terrifying story of this guy who had, I think it was 6 cats in his home. And as the wildfire is coming down on him, and this fire is coming like a train. I mean, it's burning down homes and consuming entire neighborhoods within a span of minutes. And he's trying to grab 6 cats and take them out. And he grabs a couple of them and he realizes there's one he can't find. And he has to decide whether to take them all and run or leave the one behind. He leaves the one behind. But a few days later, after people went through the rubbish and were searching for human beings and animals too, they found this cat. A woman found this cat, singed, terrified, starving and dehydrated, but alive. And it was the guy's cat. And there's been a lot of finger pointing about this disaster, because when you see something this awful, so many living beings, human beings and animals, literally being burned to death, naturally, we want to understand the cause. But in all the discussions in the media and social media, no one's really pointed to the root cause. The root cause is our disrespect for natural systems and all the living beings on this planet. You've seen people pointing at the swirling winds causing a tree to fall on a power line, the failure of the local electric company shut down the power in the neighborhood, a delayed and inadequate alarm system by the local government. But none of these explanations actually get to the root. Maui had been dried and totally devastated over a span of centuries, leading to highly flammable invasive grasses where many of the natural plants and animals used to exist. And indeed, long before the wildfires this summer, Hawaii has suffered so much ecological devastation from human encroachment on natural systems that it's been described as the extinction capital of the world. So just one example, 95 of 142, nearly 2 out of 3 bird species that are unique to Hawaii have gone extinct since human beings first settled on this island. And in all these cases, the pattern was the same. Human beings acted on the land without regard to the consequences for the long-term interest of the actual living beings on the planet. And that, folks, is the real cause of the wildfires, a political and economic system that is insufficiently responsive to the dangers faced by ordinary people, the actual and root cause of these wildfires and so many other environmental and animal rights catastrophes is simply a system that does not pay attention to the needs of those who don't have power. I guarantee you that if Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk lived in the sections of Maui that were devastated by these wildfires, there would have been a lot more than one road out of that town. There would have been a lot more investment in emergency response systems, so there was more than one bureaucrat who could sound the alarm if a wildfire was going to burn the entire neighborhood down. And probably, if Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk lived in this neighborhood, not a single person would have died. But the people of Lahaina, and especially those who died, were not Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos. They were relatively less well-off, elderly, and above all, lacking in power. In this regard, they were like the countless animals who've been exterminated in Hawaii over the last few hundred years, not important enough for the system to care about until it was too late. And until that changes, we will see wildfires, extinctions, and perhaps even ecosystem collapse. Now, for the other animals of this earth, that is already happening. The wildfire in Maui shows how soon it's going to happen to us. I've been thinking about all this and the mass suffering you see in cities like San Francisco. And I've argued that our case in Sonoma is about so much more than just chickens tortured by Costco and Whole Foods. Indeed, it's about more than animal rights. At stake in this trial is the more fundamental question of what we want our society to be. A place where we teach compassion or a place where we teach cruelty. Now, at heart, most human beings want the former. That is why we've all cried tears for the residents of Maui and Lahaina, including the non-human companions, the cats and dogs who were left behind. But here's the key point. The systems we've built around us, they don't care. They don't have compassion. And the net result is policies that push not just individuals or even entire species, but our entire planet off a cliff. So the solution when you have a system that's so broken is to rewrite the code. And I blogged about this before. But to rewrite the code our society is operating under, we have to normalize dramatic actions in the other direction. We need to embed compassion into the very political and legal fabric of our society. We need to embed rescue into everything. Imagine a Hawaii and a nation where you didn't disregard the dozens of bird species disappearing from the earth forever. We nurse them back to life. Imagine a world where we did not allow plantations to raise an entire forest and ecosystems, forcing all the natural plants and animals to flee and replacing them with invasive grasses. But instead, we built shelters and rehab centers for all the suffering creatures of Hawaii, domesticated or wild. And imagine a nation where our legal and political and economic systems took the rights of all living beings seriously, not just the powerful. This is the sort of system where the wildfires in Lahaina never would have happened. The big money that goes into tourism and plantations and factory farms in Hawaii would instead have gone to things like, well, rescue. And that's what we're ultimately fighting for in court in Sonoma, a world where we defend the right to rescue. I don't know what's gonna happen in the next few weeks. I could end up in prison, but I do know what we're building toward, a world where rescue isn't a crime, it's a way of life.